Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Intuit, the powerhouse behind financial software solutions like QuickBooks and TurboTax. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into what makes this company tick, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down Intuit's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while weaving in the latest financials, news, and insights to help you gauge whether this stock fits your wealth-building strategy. Let's dive in and see what's driving Intuit forward and what might hold it back. First off, for those who might not be as familiar, Intuit operates in the software industry within the broader technology sector, focusing on financial, accounting, and tax preparation tools. They've carved out a dominant spot in this space, serving small businesses, individuals, and accountants with a suite of products that simplify money management. With a massive market cap and a global presence, they're a heavy hitter, and their recent performance and strategic moves are worth a closer look. Speaking of recent moves, let's touch on some fresh updates. Intuit's Q2 FY 2025 earnings call dropped some impressive numbers, with revenue jumping 17% year-over-year, driven by strong growth in their core platforms. There's also buzz around their AI initiatives, which they're betting big on to enhance user experience and expand market reach. Performance-wise, the stock has shown solid gains over multiple timeframes, particularly over the past year and 5 years, outpacing many peers in the software space. But as we'll see in our analysis, it's not all smooth sailing. Let's unpack the full picture with our SWOT breakdown to understand where Intuit stands for long-term investors like you. Strengths. All right, let's start with what Intuit is doing right. First up, their financial performance is rock solid. That 17% revenue growth from the latest earnings call isn't just a fluke. It reflects consistent demand for their products, especially QuickBooks, which continues to dominate the small business accounting space. Their net income and free cash flow are also trending positively, showing they're not just growing, but doing so profitably. For long-term investors, this kind of financial health is a green flag. Another big plus is their brand power and market position. Intuit isn't just a player. They're a leader in financial software, with a massive user base across multiple segments. Think small businesses and individual tax filers. They've built a moat that's hard to breach. Their products are sticky. Once you're in their ecosystem, switching costs are high. Innovation is also in their corner. The emphasis on AI-driven tools, as highlighted in the recent earnings call, shows they're not resting on their laurels. They're actively working to personalize user experiences and streamline financial processes, which keeps them ahead of the curve in a tech-driven world. This focus on cutting-edge solutions could fuel growth for years to come. Lastly, let's talk valuation stability. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, sits at a reasonable level compared to historical highs, suggesting the stock isn't wildly overvalued despite strong performance. Pair that with a decent dividend yield, and you've got a company that offers both growth and a little income for patient investors. Weaknesses. Now, let's flip the coin and look at where Intuit might be vulnerable. One concern is their debt-to-equity ratio, which is on the higher side. While they're generating strong cash flow, a hefty debt load can weigh on flexibility, especially if economic conditions tighten or interest rates stay elevated. For long-term holders, this is something to monitor. Another issue is their reliance on specific markets and products. While QuickBooks and TurboTax are cash cows, overdependence on these core offerings could be risky if competitors innovate faster or if regulatory changes hit the tax software space hard. Diversification isn't a glaring weakness yet, but it's a potential crack in the armor. Margins, while solid, aren't immune to pressure. Their gross and net profit margins are healthy, but rising costs, whether from R&D for AI or marketing to expand globally, could squeeze profitability if revenue growth slows. It's not a red alert, but something to keep an eye on in future quarters. Opportunities. Moving on to the exciting stuff. Where can Intuit grow? The AI push is a massive opportunity. As they integrate more intelligent tools into their platforms, they're not just improving user experience, but also opening doors to new customer segments. Think about small businesses that need predictive analytics or personalized financial advice. Intuit is positioning itself as the go-to provider. The earnings call made it clear this is a priority, and early results are promising. Global expansion is another big win waiting to happen. While they're strong in the U.S., there's untapped potential in international markets, especially in regions with growing small business sectors. Their latest strategic moves suggest they're eyeing these markets, and with their brand strength, they've got a good shot at capturing share. Industry trends also play in their favor. The software sector, particularly financial tech, is seeing steady growth as digitization accelerates. Intuit's performance over the past year aligns with broader industry gains, and if they keep executing, they could ride this wave for a while. For long-term investors, this macro tailwind is a reason to stay interested. Threats. Let's get real about the risks, though. Competition in the financial software space is fierce. While Intuit has a strong moat, players like Xero, FreshBooks, and even larger tech giants could chip away at market share, especially if they offer cheaper or more innovative solutions. Staying ahead requires constant investment, which ties back to those margin concerns. Regulatory risks are also lurking. Tax software, a key revenue driver, operates in a heavily regulated environment. Any changes in tax laws or increased scrutiny on data privacy, especially with AI tools handling sensitive financial info, could create headaches. This isn't an immediate threat, but it's on the radar for long-term planning. Lastly, economic downturns could hit their customer base hard. Small businesses, a core segment for Intuit, are often the first to feel the pinch in a recession. If spending on software subscriptions drops, so could Intuit's growth trajectory. Their stock has performed well recently, but broader market volatility could test investor confidence in the short to medium term. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's tie it all together. Intuit is a compelling story for long-term investors. Their financial strength, market leadership, and forward-thinking approach with AI make them a standout in the software space. However, the debt levels, competitive pressures, and potential regulatory hurdles mean it's not a slam dunk. For those of you building wealth over decades, Intuit offers a mix of growth and stability, but keep an eye on how they manage risks and capitalize on global opportunities. Short-term trends might swing based on market sentiment or quarterly results, but the bigger picture here is about their ability to innovate and adapt. Thanks for joining me on this analysis. If you found this breakdown helpful, stick around with MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform to keep you in the loop. Drop your thoughts on Intuit in the comments. Do you see it as a core holding in your portfolio? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.